You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Among the scores of campaign mailers appearing in San Luis Obispo County voters' mailboxes during this election season, one claims to be a progressive voter guide. It pictures several state Democratic candidates like Kevin DeLeon and Gavin Newsom. Across the top is an illustration of raised fists and protest signs, and it's from Feel the Burn. Seemingly all very progressive. Except on the back, it advises to vote no on G. That's San Luis Obispo County's Measure G, which aims to ban fracking and expanded oil production in the county. Big Oil has spent several million dollars trying to defeat it. The Slo County progressives endorse a yes on G vote. In the fine print on the mailer is a disclaimer that Feel the Burn is not an official political party or organization. Nick Andre, the co-chair of the Slo County Progressives, says it's not from his group.
It's absolutely not affiliated with the Slo County Progressives. It's simply just an advertising agency that charges people to be placed onto this mailer. So it is definitely deceiving. It has absolutely nothing to do with any legitimate progressive organization.
False or misleading advertising of services and products is illegal under the California Business and Professions Code, but that doesn't apply to political campaigns. Candidate statements and advertisements are considered political speech protected by the First Amendment. Andre says these types of red herring campaign mailers have been used statewide for years, but he thinks it's a relatively new phenomenon in San Luis Obispo County. According to state-required campaign finance reports, the same people behind the current Feel the Burn mailer were paid by the consulting company working on the No on G campaign, and that the Slate mailer company was paid to oppose a measure in San Luis Obispo County. The mailer may be blatantly designed to be deceptive, but it is legal. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says the county elections office is only charged with running an election, not policing campaigns.
We do direct people to contact the FPPC to log a complaint. They could do so at the Secretary of State's office. They could even take it to the Federal Trade Commission, I understand, but there really are no provisions of anything that I can do.
Campaign finance records show that David Gould, who's behind the Feel the Burn Slate mailer organization, is based out of Long Beach. The No on G is Gould's only campaign finance activity in San Luis Obispo County since the June primary election. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.